Jackson, together with our stakeholders, as the police, the DVLA, we formed task forces along our major highways. And therefore, we are there to ensure that we do education and also do some form of enforcement. We also have some of our staff also at various toll booths around the country also to distribute road safety materials and the little message they can give to the occupants of the vehicle. So that as they go, they also will think about it, how they should drive safely in order to protect themselves. Together with the police, we are also at the major lorry stations as passengers go to give them education. So we think that the one-on-one is also going to help. And then, of course, like mediums like yours and the media houses also, they call us, they invite us, and then we have this safety education.
Generally, how will you assess the campaign? How is it going so far?
Well, I think so far it's so good. You remember some few months ago, the police were not on the road, but now the IGP has agreed that they should come and support us. So we are here with the police, and I think a lot of times when there is enforcement, that's when people see it as really serious. So I think so far, so good.
You just spoke about the availability of a towing car along the road. What about the other major roads? Do you have enough of such facilities so that in case of crashes, they can quickly move the cars away from the spot?
Yes, we are doing a pilot between 1st April to around 1st May. So we have just strategized some major points that we know are very flat points where we normally have crashes. We have put them there. The motorway is one, and then along that Winneba Road section, and then this Accra Kumasi section. So we have stationed some of them there, and then we are moving also to the other parts of the country so that by 1st May, when we start paying the fees, I think all this will be in place, and then we can have our vehicles being towed off there as soon as possible. So we have catered for this Easter period.
What are your expectations during this Easter period?
For me, I wish we will not record any crash. However, if we should record a crash, I'm praying that we will not have any fatalities. We are doing dedication. We want to sensitize the general public passengers that they can be part of this campaign. We from the NRSC, DVL and the police, our numbers are few as compared to the whole country, the 25 or so million citizens. So if everybody would be an advocate for safety, wherever you find yourself, you advocate so that the people do the right thing. I'm sure by the end of this Easter season, I think we'll all be happy that we'll not record as many deaths as we did last year.
Madame Obriyebua also reported an accident that occurred earlier today at Bonsu Junction involving a truckload of tomatoes.
We've just witnessed a crash at where a tomato truck, a truck filled with tomatoes, and then another long vehicle with cement have collided. But thanks to God that we have this towing truck stationed at Blindador, the towing big trucks. One is here, so now we've just been able to control the traffic, and we've taken the both vehicles off the road within a space of, I think, 45 minutes. Be able to do that.
But I believe the crash you're talking about, there is no casualty.
No, there was no casualty. No, they weren't even ahead. But I mean, some of them, the ladies who had the tumor, they are traumatized because of the accident, but there were no casualties.
That was the head of the National Road Safety Commission, May.
The police has put very comprehensive security arrangement in place to provide security for the Easter festivity. And the security plan is two-pronged security plan. We have one branch of it that is taking care of the entire niche, providing security in the entire niche. And this has to do with patrolling our highways to ensure that criminals do not strike unsuspecting travelers on our highways, and even our smaller roads and other, even feeder roads. Then we are also looking at church activities or religious activities. You know that during Easter, we have a number of conventions and other church activities, and criminals occasionally take advantage of these occasions, commit crimes. So we are going to populate convention grounds and church premises. So if you are the worshipper of God, you are a Christian, and you saw a police officer at your church, at your convention ground, you shouldn't panic. You better be happy and know that the police officer is there to secure or provide protection for you. Then we are going to go to merry-making joint. You know, it's also an occasion for making merry. We are going to go to beaches, restaurants, nightclubs, and other places to provide police presence to deter criminals from fighting. The MPTD and the National Road Safety Commission have already commenced their job. They did so about a couple of weeks ago where they launched the operation for the Easter at home. And they have already moved into action, going to the various lorry stations and educating public members of the and also checking them. So we are going to educate and then enforce the laws, road traffic regulations. We are going to enforce them. We are starting from the lorry station. We are going to get onto the roads and check so that we don't record fatalities when we should rather be enjoying, and perhaps those who want to give them. So that is what we are going to do.
You heard Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Sivas Arthur, on security measures for the Easter celebration.